Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Boglehead's Guide to Investing by Taylor Larimore, Mel Lindauer, and Michael LaBeouf, is a personal finance and investment manual that translates John C. Bogle principles into a practical program for ordinary investors, although the supplied metadata lists Mel Lindauer. The book is widely known as a co-authored guide associated with the Boglehead's community and the Vanguard founder passive investing philosophy. Its genre is not market commentary or stock picking advice, but a do-it-yourself handbook for building a durable financial plan. The book covers spending habits, debt control, emergency reserves, retirement accounts, mutual funds, bonds, index funds, asset allocation, tax efficiency, and investor behavior. Its purpose is to show that investing can be simplified without becoming careless. Investors should control the variables they can control, especially costs, diversification, savings rate, taxes, and discipline, rather than trying to forecast markets or identify winning managers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a sound financial lifestyle comes before portfolio construction. The book begins from the premise that investment success is not only a matter of selecting funds. It depends first on a household financial structure that makes regular investing possible. The authors distinguish between financially fragile behavior, consumption-driven behavior, and the more durable habits of people who save, limit debt, and build net worth over time. This emphasis matters because even a well-designed portfolio cannot compensate for chronic overspending, high-interest debt, or the absence of emergency reserves. Before discussing asset classes, the guide directs readers toward budgeting, spending below income, protecting against predictable risks, and using employer retirement plans where available. The reasoning is practical. Compound returns require capital, time, and continuity. A person who must liquidate investments during every setback cannot fully benefit from market growth. By placing lifestyle and balance sheet discipline at the start, the book avoids treating investing as a detached technical hobby. It frames investing as one part of a broader financial system in which cash flow, debt management, insurance needs, and savings behavior determine how much risk an investor can actually tolerate. Secondly, low-cost index funds are presented as the default investing engine. A central argument of the book is that most investors should use broad, low-cost index funds rather than trying to beat the market through stock selection or expensive active management. The reasoning follows the Bogle tradition before costs. Investors collectively own the market. After costs, the average actively managed dollar must underperform the market average. Fees, turnover, sales loads, and taxable distributions create a persistent drag that is easier to identify than future outperformance. The book does not claim that no active manager can ever win, but it argues that identifying winners in advance and staying with them through inevitable weak periods is far harder than it appears. Index funds offer broad ownership, transparent strategy, low expenses, and minimal need for manager evaluation. This makes them especially useful for investors who want a repeatable process rather than a prediction-based process. The guide also treats exchange-traded funds as mainstream tools when used appropriately, while keeping the focus on buy-and-hold behavior rather than trading. The distinctive point is not merely that index funds are simple, but that their simplicity removes many avoidable sources of investor error. Thirdly, asset allocation and diversification determine the risk investors actually experience. The book gives substantial attention to asset allocation because the mix of stocks, bonds, and other cash or fixed income holdings largely determines portfolio volatility and long-term return expectations. Its approach is not to find a universally perfect allocation, but to match risk exposure with time horizon, financial goals, income stability, and emotional tolerance. Stocks are treated as engines of long-term growth, but also as sources of sharp declines. Bonds and cash equivalents reduce volatility and provide stability, but generally lower expected returns. Diversification is presented as protection against concentration risk. Owning many securities across markets reduces the damage that any single company, sector, or manager can cause. The authors also discuss rebalancing, which forces investors to restore their target mix after market movements. This practice is important because a rising stock market can quietly make a portfolio riskier, while a falling market can tempt investors to abandon equities at poor times. The logic of asset allocation in the guide is therefore behavioral as well as mathematical. A portfolio is only effective if the owner can hold it through different market conditions. Fourthly, tax efficiency and retirement account choices preserve more of the return. The guide treats taxes as a major controllable cost, alongside expense ratios and transaction costs. Its discussion of retirement accounts, taxable accounts, and fund placement is designed to help investors keep more of the return that markets provide. Traditional retirement plans, Roth accounts, employer-sponsored plans such as 401k and 403b arrangements, and individual retirement accounts are discussed as tools with different tax consequences. The book also addresses updated topics such as backdoor Roth IRA strategies and the growing use of ETFs, while maintaining its broader principle that account decisions should support a long-term plan rather than create complexity for its own sake. Tax-efficient investing includes using low turnover funds, avoiding unnecessary trading, understanding taxable distributions, and placing less tax-efficient assets in sheltered accounts when appropriate. The practical reasoning is cumulative small annual tax costs can compound into large reductions in wealth over decades. The book does not present tax planning as separate from investing. Instead, it shows that fund choice, account type, withdrawal planning, and rebalancing location all affect the final after-tax result that matters to the investor. Lastly, investor discipline is treated as the main defense against market noise. Beyond fund selection and account structure, the book repeatedly emphasizes behavior. The authors argue that many investors fail not because markets are impossible to use, but because they react poorly to volatility, advertising, forecasts, and peer comparison. Market timing, performance chasing, panic selling, and fascination with fashionable sectors can undermine even a technically sound portfolio. The Boglehead solution is to create an investment plan in advance, define the asset allocation, contribute regularly, rebalance when needed, and avoid changing strategy based on headlines. This is not presented as emotional denial. It is a recognition that short-term market movements are largely unknowable and that investor overconfidence is costly. The book also stands out by connecting its advice to an active educational community. Bogleheads. Org and related resources reinforce the idea that investors can seek peer support and practical clarification without relying on commission-driven sales channels. The discipline encouraged by the guide is therefore both personal and procedural. It asks investors to reduce the number of decisions they must make under stress, because fewer impulsive decisions usually means fewer self-inflicted losses. In conclusion, The Boglehead's Guide to Investing is best suited to individual investors who want a reliable framework rather than a stream of market predictions. Beginners can use it to understand the basic architecture of personal investing, saving regularly, choosing low-cost funds, setting an asset allocation, using retirement accounts, managing taxes, and staying disciplined. More experienced investors may find value in its consolidation of principles, especially if their portfolios have become too complex or expensive. Its practical benefit is that it converts investment theory into habits and decisions that ordinary households can implement without needing to forecast interest rates, select individual stocks, or hire a costly advisor. Intellectually, the book teaches readers to think in terms of controllable variables, probability, and long-term compounding rather than narrative-driven speculation. Compared with many personal finance books, it stands out for combining simplicity with a relatively complete treatment of portfolio design, tax awareness, retirement accounts, and investor psychology. Compared with more technical investing books, it is less mathematical but more usable for daily financial decisions. Its distinctiveness comes from the Boglehead's tradition itself, a community-tested, low-cost, evidence-influenced approach that favors durability, transparency, and repeatable behavior over novelty. If you would like to support Mel Lindauer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.